Well, hello everyone. Here I am right now. Balik lagi sama gue Praska di another podcast episode yang mana kali ini gue bakal ngebahas tentang social distancing because yes, as we know, we are in the middle of a crisis, this COVID-19, dan I'm gonna make a podcast about apa aja sih yang bisa lo lakuin pas social distancing. Aduh, I just wanna remind you all to wash your goddamn hands because this pandemic is really driving us crazy, right? Mulai dari banyak orang yang panic buying, mulai dari orang yang kayak enggak aware sama this pandemic, but I do believe some of you maybe realize that this is not a joke. That is why pemerintah nyuruh kita buat social distancing alias stay at home. Kayak selama masa-masa social distancing, apa aja sih yang bisa lo lakuin? To be really honest, I love being at home. To be really honest, I don't like going out or hang out to place outside because I feel like it's not even me. But my point is social distancing itu kan nggak untuk semua orang ya. Banyak banget orang-orang yang nggak bisa work from home because they work yang memang mengharuskan mereka untuk nggak bisa kerja dari rumah gitu, because not everyone is privileged enough to do work at home. And then apa aja sih hal-hal yang bisa lo lakuin pas lagi social distancing, karena ya pasti ngebosenin kan ya, stay at home doing nothing, but you can make social distancing interesting by doing some fun stuff at your home. Maybe dengan ngelakuin hobi-hobi lo, kayak maybe kalau lo suka yang namanya nyanyi, dengar lagu, atau pokoknya make your social distancing as interesting as possible, because ya karena kita sebisa mungkin lagi menghindarin kontak fisik dengan orang kan, karena ya we're facing this pandemic right now kan, tapi nggak usah dipikirin banget because you know this too shall pass. I do believe that this pandemic is going to an end soon because my intuition says so. To be really honest, hal-hal yang bisa lo lakuin buat ngusir kejenuhan pas lagi social distancing atau work from home ini kayak keep in touch with your friends, with your homies, because that's the only thing that matters, because your family is already with you and your homies, your friends kan lagi apa namanya itu terpisah jarak, kayak misalnya kayak teman kampus atau teman kerja atau teman-teman di circle lo kayak harus terpisah sebentar lah gitu. Jadi we have to keep in touch with them supaya nggak ngerasa sendiri, because you are not alone, we're in this together, we're not really fighting but we're in this together. This too shall pass. Dan I don't know, I didn't even write a script for this because I feel like talking right now, because I got no one to talk to right now. But yeah, stay safe everyone, don't forget to wash your goddamn hands, and sebisa mungkin avoid people. Okay, pokoknya make your social distancing as interesting as possible supaya nggak ngerasa jenuh. Dan ingat, remember this thing, you are not alone, we're in this together, and I hope everything's gonna be alright. I don't know, I feel like, yes. Okay, I think sekian dulu podcast gue kali ini. I feel like not really throwing up. I feel like I need to end this podcast soon because it's already 5 minutes. It's going to be 6 minutes. See you on another podcast. Bye bye.